point today. So Keir Starmer has urged students not to take part in pro-Palestinian protests today on what is the anniversary of the 7th of October Hamas attacks on Israel. So lines are open, 03 700 100 110. What do you make of the Prime Minister saying it would be un-British to protest today? You can text 81012. Dr. David Steele joins us, Honorary Research Fellow at the University of Warwick and an expert on 19th century political protests. Hello, David. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Hi, Jason.
First of all, let me ask you what you think in general of Keir Starmer's intervention.
Well, you know, it's obvious where he's coming from, as some of your other commenters have said, that he's, you know, he's looking to reach out to Jewish communities who may feel threatened. But I think his choice of words of un-Britishness is rather ill-chosen, really, because he's trying to decide for himself what Britishness is. And as we all know, it's a movable term depending who you are and where you're coming from, and has changed in the past and will continue to change. So perhaps he could have phrased it in a different way.
Protesting is a basic human right, isn't it, David?
I believe so. Certainly in Western liberal democracies, it has become to be thought of, and it's a precious right. And a lot of protesters in the past have sort of fought for our right, either by orderly protests, and some of them have been attacked for it in the past, in the period that I work on.
Because also, historically, when you look back at the history of this country and many other countries, protesting has resulted in political change.
Absolutely. I mean, the Chartist period that I work with, for about 10 years, people up and down the country, right through Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and across England, were working to get us the vote. And a lot of them really didn't live to see it. But thanks to their work, we got the vote. And obviously, that was helped over the line greatly by the work of the suffragettes, who also engaged in orderly protests, mainly orderly protests, I say. Excuse me.
Also, David, do you think that what Keir Starmer is trying to say here, maybe the kind of public relations message hasn't been clear here? It's about being respectful.
Yes, I think I understand that, and I think the protesters would presumably understand that too. But one thing I think that's coming out in today's news is this is being looked at as sort of binary choice, as if all the protesters are solidly pro-Palestinian, uncompromisingly so. Whereas in fact, what I've seen of some of these protests that I've walked past and had a look at, there's a percentage of Jewish protesters in there who are very unhappy with what Israel is doing. And so it's not it's not a case that it's a binary. Some of these protests are actually not even vocal. They're silent vigils where the names of the children that have been killed in this last 2 years are read out silently from both sides. They're reading out Jewish children that were lost 2 years ago and Palestinian children that have been lost in Gaza. So I think Keir Starmer should look a little bit more closely about what's actually going on in these protests.
Do you think, David, the protests will carry on regardless?
It looks to me like they're going to. There's a lot of, there's separate issues going on here now, because on the issue of the proscribed organisation, the people that were that have been arrested over the last few occasions, I would guess, are there because they're protesting about the right to protest. Yes, sure, they're objecting to the proscription of that organisation, but in a way, the government, if their intention was to sort of dumb down, you know, push down on that organisation, they've actually given it massive support, because this is now become an issue of the right to protest, as you alluded to earlier.
Thank you, David. Nice to talk to you. Dr. David Steele, Honorary Research Fellow at the University of Warwick and an expert on 19th century political protests. Right, some of your messages coming in. This is from Ron, who says, I'm not sure if it's anti-British, as the